Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars out.
Imagination amplified.
Chapter 4, Junktown.
Help! Away! I can't swim!
Kelly, grab the stick! The stick, grab it!
Idiot!
Grab the stick! I'll pull you out! That's it!
Reach! Go a little more!
I got you!
You saved me!
I did! But how did you end up in the water?
Regulators. They took me prisoner and threw me in the river.
Oh no! Where's Iowa?
Oh God. I did everything I could, but they got her. They got Iowa.
Could have warned me a little better, Dad. Dog, wake up. Let me get that muzzle thing off your mouth. Okay. You're breathing. That's good. But looks like you're paw is trapped under. Ooh, you're bleeding.
Well, we're not going back the way we came. Pretty much trapped down here. At least the regs can't get to us. Looks like a lot more tunnel ahead.
Always wanted to walk down a creepy tunnel to nowhere.
100 paces or so down the tunnel, tracks. I stumbled on a rusty old cart with metal wheels.
Hey, dog. Tracks leading straight into the darkness. Maybe Dad could have told me that part, too.
How do you feel about going for what will, for sure, be a very unsafe ride?
Well, I'm willing to try, but how are you going to get me in the cart? Well,
good question.
You couldn't have been one of those miniature poodles. Go. Oops. Meant to do that gentler. You're okay, though. Mind if I join you? Now, how do we get this thing to move? This looks like some kind of lever. Maybe if I pull it this way? Or that way. I did it! We're moving!
We started off at a reasonable pace, but as the cart rolled down the tracks, I could feel the slope getting steeper.
Okay, we're picking up speed. Whoa! Here we go! That's a... Whoa, pretty fast now.
Come on.
Torch, don't go out on me. Is that a turn up ahead? Can this thing turn? How do I slow down? This lever doesn't work! Here comes the turn. This feels too fast! Whoa!
Traveled through twists and turns, ups and downs. Sometimes I could hear water rushing above us.
Is this ever going to end? We're slowing down. That's good, right? We must be going uphill. We're slowing. Stopped. That was actually kind of fun now that I know we didn't die. Still, probably good you're sleeping. Light.
I followed a sliver of light that cut across the tunnel and landed on...
a ladder. Guess that means I should climb. Be right back. Okay, Iowa. Easy does it. One rung at a time. Climb, climb, climb to where they build with what was shunned.
So I climbed to the top of an endless ladder. Until I used my shoulder to push open the metal grate.
Yeah.
I stuck my head out.
Let's see what's...
And that's when a cart nearly took it clean off.
Okay.
I was at ground level of a city I'd only heard about, but never been allowed to visit.
It's Junktown. The tunnel took us to Junktown.
Junktown. The loudest, busiest place I'd ever seen. Full of people selling things they found or made. A city of junk. A place I climbed to, built on what was shunned.
Climb, climb, climb to where they built with what was shunned through the well.
What was shunned? Junk. It's the next part of the song. Just like Arizona said. But what does through the well begin the journey to the sun mean? Well, how are you going to get me out of the tunnel without anyone seeing? Whoa!
Not far from the hole was a wagon with a bunch of blankets in the back. I slipped out of the tunnel, grabbed the wagon, and rolled it over the top of the hole. I climbed back down the ladder, hoisted the dog onto my shoulder, and got him up to
the top, dog.
And into the cart unnoticed.
This would not be a good time for you to wake up. If anyone in Junktown knew I had a dog under here, it'd be very bad for both of us.
Don't mind me. Just a regular, ordinary girl dragging a wagon with nothing of any interest under the blanket.
Hey! Girl!
Who? Me?
Selling those blankets?
No, I just taking them home to my aunt. Do you happen to know where a well is?
Far edge of the square. I wouldn't be going there if I was you. Not if you aren't family.
Family? Whose family?
At the edge of the square was a well made of stone. Just like in the song. It was all I could do not to run to it, crooked foot and all. I took a deep breath and kept pulling the wagon at a steady pace.
Almost there. Almost.
Hey, you. Girl.
Just keep moving, keep moving.
I said you.
Me?
What you got in the wagon, girl?
Oh, you know, just some old blankets.
Someone should have told you nothing gets sold in this part of Junktown without permission from me and my sisters and brothers.
Your sisters and brothers? Oh. Hi there.
there, everyone.
I was suddenly surrounded by six rough-looking teenagers. One of the girls smiled, revealing some missing teeth.
Well, 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 what do we have here?
What's under the blanket?
Like I told your brother, just more blankets, but they're not for sale.
Says who? We enjoy being cozy, don't we, sisters and brothers?
Yeah.
Let us take a look.
Oh, no. I wouldn't.
She wasn't asking.
Please, I really have to...
Hey, I think there's something moving under this blanket.
No, I...
What do you got under there? Regs!
Oh, no! Regulators!
We gotta go.
Let's take the wagon. She's got something live in there.
You want to burn for it?
What if it's valuable?
Honestly, it's not... It's just...
You hear that thing? What if it's something new? Or old?
Whatever it is, the regs are gonna snatch it anyway. Let the girl take the heat. Go!
But...
I said scatter!
Regulators, they found us. What do? They're coming.
Hey, girl, over here, behind the well. Come with me before they figure it out.
What? But the regs...
The regs shouldn't leave their sirens unattended. Someone might steal one when they're not looking.
You made the sound.
Works every time. Well, it's the first time I've used it. But so far, so good.
Who are you?
Just someone who watches the well. But right now, we've got to get you to safety. Oh, and bring your friend, the dog.
How did you...
Come along. Hurry, hurry.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Here we are. Here we are.
Who are those people?
Not your friends. Or mine. Pull the wagon round back.
The old man led us to a tiny shack. Made of discarded wire and rusty metal. Leaning against it was a towering pile of junk. Ruins of whatever this place used to
be. It's safe back here. You can unload the dog from the wagon.
Ugh. Now would actually be a good time to wake up, dog.
By the stars. A dog. Come in, come in. Welcome to my aqua emporium.
Oh...
Inside was a small, dusty shop with row after row of water in clear glass bottles.
You sell water here?
Occasionally. How long has the dog been asleep?
Not sure. We were escaping from regulators. A tunnel collapsed on us,
I see. Then you are an agent.
Not really. Well, maybe. I think my mom was.
Your mother?
Can you help him? He hurt his foot. Paw.
Well, I believe I can. In the meantime, would you like to try some bubbles?
Bubbles?
I make it myself. Ancient family recipe. Here.
Bubbles?
Go ahead. Drink up. It's refreshing. I'll be right back.
Sorry.
I'll take it as a compliment.
How can you sleep through this?
You pulled a tunnel down on my head.
Ah, yes, here we are. Time to help your friend here feel better.
I'm not sure he's my friend. He's, well, Arizona called him my cargo.
Cargo? I've always found that term to be dismissive. The kind of thing Whistler would say.
You know that monster?
Not personally, I'm pleased to say. People like him believe animals aren't living creatures with feelings like you and me. That they don't matter.
Maybe that's why they disappeared in the first place. People didn't care.
Perhaps so. Now, let me just find a page. Ah, yes, here it is. Okay, let's see. First, I'll need to clean the wound.
Why does that water smell so strong?
It's not water. It's for keeping the wound sterile. I'll give you some to take with you, but be careful with it. This solution doesn't mix well with fire.
Have you done this before?
Well, not on a dog, but the book is very thorough. Okay, let's see here.
Following instructions from the book, the old man cleaned the gash and bandaged the dog's paw with cloth.
Just a little bit. Oh, very good.
The Encyclopedia of Veterinary Medicine. Where did you get this?
From my collection.
You have a collection too?
Oh, fellow collector, you want to see it? Come with me.
He led me through a little door and into another space. From the outside, it
this
had
way.
Looked like nope, a pile of junk. But inside was a magical room, 12 feet high and filled from floor to ceiling with books.
Oh, so many books.
I suppose this is why they call me the librarian.
So is this the next safe house?
This? A safe house? No, I'm no agent.
Do you know the next agent? The one I'm supposed to deliver the dog to?
I did. His name was Delaware.
Was?
He hasn't been back since the chain was broken.
You mean the chain to Haven?
7 years ago, the day of the roundup.
7 years. That's when they took my parents.
I see. How did you know to find the well?
From a song. My parents taught it to me when I was little.
Good on them. Do me a favor. See that red book at the very top of the shelf? The one with no title? Grab it for me.
Got it.
My grandmother gave me that book. She got it from her grandfather, who got it from his, and so on and so on.
Haven. Look at all these animals. They all live there together? Safely?
Read the last page.
It's the song.
Sing it to me, will you?
Climb, climb, climb to where they build with what was shunned. Through the well, 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 begin the journey to the sun.
That's the well in the square. But what's the journey?
Go on.
I've never heard these verses before.
Swim, 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 a rushing river to be crossed. At the rock, 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 keep to the right or you'll get lost.
And the next verse?
Jump, 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 from water walled off to the sand. All must fail, 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 for child and dog to cross the land. Child and dog? Is that us?
It very well could be. The prophecy speaks of a child and a dog who will find haven and return animals to the rest of the world.
But how? As soon as the dog wakes up, he's just gonna run off. I mean, it was luck that I found him in the woods, or he found me, or...
You found each other. You found me, and together you'll find haven. It's hardly luck, Iowa. It's written in the verses. The verses that led you to the well in the square.
The well? But if Delaware and the other agents are all gone...
The song existed long before there were agents and safe houses and a chain. There was just a legend. A legend of the path to Haven.
But it looks like the page is ripped at the bottom.
Yes. Someone tore out the last verse. Someone who knew about the book and about the secrets it held.
If it's gone... And the chain is broken. Am I meant to go the whole way? I don't know how.
I have to believe that when the time comes, you'll know. Or your furry friend will. Nah, you must be tired. Get some sleep. Your journey starts tomorrow.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.